Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In this series of Islamic upbringing, we were talking specially about how to attract our teenagers, how to instill the love of religion in our teenagers' hearts. So alhamdulillah, we have talked a lot about some of very important issues. And today we will talk about one of the teenagers' qualities. Through this quality, we can attract our teenagers, and that is questioning. Wow. Because our teenagers, they have a lot of questions in their mind because they are growing and they want to know about each and everything. And unfortunately, sometimes we get irritated, you know, we get offended by these questions. That's why we want to skip and keep ourselves away from these questions of our teenagers.
Yeah.
And by this, we maybe cause in their hearts a little bit hatred towards us and consequently towards the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely, yeah. And we say this is the age of this why teen. They're always saying why. We are tired of their whys, you know. But these whys are a gift, a beautiful bounties and blessings from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We just be thankful to Allah that alhamdulillah they are asking something, you know. So if they are asking, that means they're ready to listen to the answer. So just grab that opportunity and just answer them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, we are just looking. Always, we are looking for feed them something, you know. So now this is the best time, golden time, when they are asking something. You should be very patient, and even you can, if the answer a question is very silly, yeah. If you say, what kind of answer my teens are asking me? Okay, just let them ask and just guide them and tell them, you know, and just change here and there, you know. You can go, you know, everything is in your hand. You are the driver. So don't be, you know, upset by their level of questions.
Definitely, when they understand that you are ready to listen to their questions, definitely they will become lenient, you know. Once they understand that you are listening to their, you know, silly questions, their rude questions, for a few, you know, times, maybe they will become very rude and they will ask very silly questions. But when they understand that you have enough patience, you are answering their all kind of questions, definitely it will calm them down.
They will open up very easily. Yeah.
And another thing we should keep on our mind, that we should answer according to their age.
Yeah.
You know, we should not give answers, you know, very logical and very philosophical and very, you know, reasonful.
Or maybe sometimes we don't know the answer, but just listen.
Yeah,
just
listen.
Say, I know this much, you know, I will do some research. You know, even listening and paying attention towards their questions, that is sometimes enough for them.
For example, like if someone is getting drowned, you know, you do not go and ask why did it happen, why you are here, why it caused you to fall here. No, just you go and help him come out from this. You know, you save his life, then you can ask, you know, what happened, what was the reason, slowly, slowly. Likewise, in our teenagers also, if they ask so many rude questions, we should not say, you know, why you are asking these kind of questions? This is not allowed. This is, for example, you know, not respectful or something like this. No.
You can't believe it. Like our prophet.
Sorry, there is time for a short break. So inshallah, we will continue after this break.
Inshallah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about one of very important qualities of our teenagers, and that is, you know, they ask a lot of questions.
Questioning, yeah.
Questioning, yeah.
So we have to take it in a very positive way and use it for training them towards Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for that, we have to be very lenient towards them, as you have told us. But I just remember this amazing quality of our Prophet that, you know, sometimes companions, they would ask Prophet that, why you joke a lot? Why you sometimes make some nice, you know, comments and very, you know, loftyful statements, and look at your cheerful face. Why? Sometimes maybe it wasn't easy to digest for companions that he is sitting in a very big position of prophethood and look at his jokes. Then he would say, I make all these jokes and I'm very cheerful and lenient towards people because I want them to open up in front of me. I want them to ask whatever they want to ask. They feel most comfortable, you know, because he is our soul father. So we, as a follower of our prophet and his progeny, we should be very, very, very kind towards our teenagers, yeah?
That's why, you know, even children, even teenagers, even non-Muslims, Muslims, everybody would go to the Holy Prophet and ask whatever they had in their mind. They would never hesitate asking any kind of question.
Ah, beautiful.
And the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would give their answer with such, you know, patience that they would think, the Holy Prophet is paying too much attention and he's giving us so much respect.
You know, I remember this beautiful story that once a person, Ya Allah, you know, he came to Prophet and he said, I have done this mistake and that mistake from A to Z. He was counting and counting and counting and counting. Look at the Prophet. Prophet is keep telling him, Allah is more merciful than whatever, you know, sins you have committed. No. Be hopeful. He is giving. So one point is that Prophet is giving hope. The second point is that how come this kind of youth, full of mistake, full of, you know, sins, how come they would get this guts to come and you know, open up and share their sins to Rasulullah or Aima alayhi salam. That is the point. You know, there we have to reflect a lot. And I remember this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, La tamannaw halaka shababikum. You know, wa in kana fihim gharam. Your shabab, your teenagers, your youngsters, if they do any mistakes, still don't say negatively, don't ask something bad about
don't
them from
Allah. Don't deprive them from
yourself. Don't do baddu'a, don't say, go away from me, you know, may Allah curse on you, why you are full of sins. So this is the beautiful, amazing, outstanding quality of Rasulullah, which we can adopt as a parent of teenagers.
Definitely. Dear listeners, it's time for our short break. Please don't go away.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, the best thing that fathers could leave for their children as inheritance is manners, not wealth. For wealth perishes, but manners remain.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So you were beautifully explaining how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would react to the questions of the questioning one,
Exactly.
Regardless of his, you know, age, regardless of his religion, regardless of his attitude.
Yeah, and history. Whatever history that person has.
And this quality is very, very important for especially our scholars, you know, our religious people, religious members of our community. Because if they have this patience, and if they have this attitude and behavior, then definitely a lot of our teenagers, maybe they are a little bit, you know, sinful or, you know, they're rude, but they will come and the ice will start melting. Once the ice gets melted, then
beautiful.
Definitely
yeah.
they will slowly
and
open
yeah,
up. And
exactly.
this will lead them towards the religion of Allah.
Yeah, and I think we are Ameen. We are trustworthy. You know, like we as a follower of Islam, now if I want to teach my teenager Islam, how come I teach him or her without following the, you know, techniques of Rasulullah? So
definitely.
That means I'm a cheater because I'm cheating in Islam. You know, we don't sometimes pay attention because if I'm a very strict person, dull or dry person, that means Islam is something else. And I'm showing the Islam because of my bad habits in a very wrong way. So this is a big cheating. What do you think about it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially if we are scholars, we are the true, you know, inheritors of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So we should be very, very trustworthy, you know. And if our people understand that we are very trustworthy, if they trust on us, then definitely they can ask whatever question comes in their mind. And especially in our teenagers, if they understand this quality we have and we can be very trustworthy for them, definitely this will give them this opportunity to open up and ask their questions.
Yeah.
And if we patiently answer their questions, definitely this will attract them.
And you know, I have seen, how can I tell you, Mr. Masumi, that how many youths they come to me and they tell me that, you know, why people are just judging us. You know, when we go to the counselor, any Muslim counselor or anyone within our community, if that person is Muslim, we have this big scare that this person will judge us because of our past, because of our present. That person will not guide us, properly. So because of that fear, they don't go towards the Muslim counselors or speakers or even their parents,
With this, we are coming to the end of this episode. Dear listeners, thank you for joining our program. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir, and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.